Welcome to the Go Buckets podcast. This is episode 6. You know, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the people that listen to the podcast. I am Yaga, and we have other esteemed colleagues, host here. Sakiva, how are you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm okay. I'm balanced. Hamza, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a tough day, but I'm good. How are you doing?
Me, I'm okay. Tough day, sorry.
Of course, you're okay. I mean, you're okay now.
I don't know what you are implying. I don't know what you are implying, but I'm okay, like, generally speaking. I'm okay.
Of course. No problem.
No problems now. So, first of all,
what I'm implying later.
Okay. The first thing that we need to talk about today is the FIFA Pro 11. Did you guys see the FIFA Pro 11? Like the nominees, 55 players. Did you see the nominees for each category? Goalkeeper, defenders, midfielders.
Shout out to Jeremy now.
Yeah, man. That guy's. I can't believe that guy is in the top whatever, the top 55 or top 20 defenders of the year. I don't know what criteria there is to get that guy to be there.
He scored a bunch of goals in the World Cup.
Jeremina has been in Europe for barely 6 months, and he's already a better defender than Aymeric Laporte. He's already a better defender than Nico Otamendi. According to FIFA.
Me, I think he's better than Otamendi, but Laporte, I don't think Laporte has done enough yet to be nominated. I don't know.
And Jeremina has.
Jeremina scored 4 goals. Sorry. He scored how many goals in the World Cup? I think 3, 4.
Yeah,
I
don't know for around there.
Yeah?
Seem to forget that Guillermo Ochoa saved like how many shots in 2014 World Cup. And where is he now?
Let's look at the defenders now. There are 20. No, let's not even look at the defenders first. Let's look at the goalkeepers. The goalkeepers include Giagoli. Or Gianluigi Buffon, Thibaut Courtois, you know, he won the Golden Glove, so I get that, I guess.
Now he's sitting on the bench at Madrid.
But I get why he's nominated, though. David De Gea, whatever, I guess. I mean, with that shocking performance at the World Cup, you know, I don't know. But whatever, they put him there. If one of these goalkeepers didn't
even make that shocking performance at the World Cup, the goalkeeper that is best to you called.
Wait, 1, 2, 3. 3 out of the goalkeepers on this list either had a shocking World Cup, or didn't go to the World Cup, or didn't even appear in a match in the World Cup. It's funny to me, but whatever. Keylor Navas is the next person, as usual, European best goalkeeper, and Marc-Andre ter Stegen. I'm sure that guy didn't keep in the World Cup, but we know how he did in Barcelona. He didn't do badly. So I get why he's there. From what I've noticed, you would notice that there's one shocking omission from the goalkeepers. And he's the great Slovenian goalkeeper, Jan Oblak. Is that really a shocking omission to you, Joshua?
I'm not shocked that they omitted him, as in I'm not shocked that he's left out, but how can I describe it to you? Like, he shouldn't be left out. It's actually shocking to leave him out, but the fact that they actually left him out is not surprising to me. Like, I saw it coming.
Yeah, okay, so you don't care. If you like, he's there. If you like,
yeah, it doesn't really affect me, so that's his business.
Let's listen to the Spanish La Liga exponent, the one that loves Spanish La Liga. Hamza, what do you think about... What do you think about Jan Oblak not being in the top 5?
You know, it's only FIFA. I feel like FIFA is the only body in the world who still believes Gigi Buffon is still a top 5 goalkeeper. So I'm sorry, but I feel like Buffon's time has passed a long... Buffon's time passed 2 or 3 years ago. It's about time people like stop giving him honorary awards. This is, it feels like all those honorary PhD awards they give people that never went to school.
Whoa.
That's 2 or 3 years.
Like Obasanjo.
Exactly. that's how it is.
Wait, 2 or 3 years?
No, me, I think it was like last year.
You said he's not a top 5 keeper for the last 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
Hamza.
Okay. The top 5 goalkeepers in the world, my opinion, Jan Oblak.
Uh-huh.
Marc-Andre Ter Stegen.
Uh-huh.
David De Gea. Thibaut Courtois.
Uh-huh.
And Hugo Lloris.
Sorry, Hugo who?
So Navas is not inside.
Hugo Lloris.
Navas is
not inside. Navas is okay, but Navas gets, I feel like Navas gets cover because Madrid always has got the opponents. It's not, it doesn't, it makes too many mistakes.
Wait, but don't you think
Don't
you think Ter Stegen gets cover from Barcelona because Barcelona is always on the offense? I mean, how much defending does...
Ter Stegen hasn't made a mistake in over 2 years.
Ter Stegen is actually...
How much... Wait, you have to...
Goalkeeping mistake in 2 years.
Think about it. How much defending does Barcelona do in 90 minutes of football? 90 minutes of football, they probably do like...
Trust me,
like 10 minutes of defending.
Under Valverde, they actually defend a lot.
Under Valverde, sister, we do a lot of defending.
They actually defend a lot against Valverde, man. But let's get back on topic now, because I don't want to spend too long on this. Who do you guys think among the 5 goalkeepers is your best goalkeeper for the best team in the world? Hamza, who do you pick?
In 2018, or who'd buy you naturally
feel? In 2018, which other year again? In 2018, who
I'm saying it could be overall and 2018.
No, but who do you think they should pick in this FIFA Pro 11 as the goalkeeper?
I would most likely pick Courtois because World Cup. Or rather, I'm thinking like FIFA, they will pick Courtois, but in my opinion, it should be De Gea.
De Gea, okay.
Wow. I can't believe what this guy just said.
Kiva, what do you think?
I'm just honest.
Kiva, what do you think, man?
I'll pick Keylor Navas.
Keylor Navas. Wow. Man. I thought about this actually. When I was compiling my list in my head of the goalkeeper I wanted to pick, I ended up landing on Marc-Andre Ter Stegen. But then after thinking about it very well, I feel Thibaut Courtois actually should be the goalkeeper. Because David De Gea had a shocking World Cup, and you're not the best goalkeeper in the world if you cannot save 2 shots at your goalpost out of 7 shots. How is every shot they are shooting at you a goal in the World Cup? I'm sorry, that's not good enough for a goalkeeper. You are David De Gea, not Francis Uzoho. So,
what if the shots were just well taken shots?
Oh, please.
No, so, they were not.
Cristiano Ronaldo's goal was a well taken shot. Cristiano Ronaldo. Anyway.
Why did you even pick De Gea?
No, he didn't pick. Did he pick Hamza? He had Courtois. No, he said Courtois.
He said De Gea.
Yeah, he said Courtois or De Gea.
But he said De Gea is his number one keeper.
Yeah, for him. That's what he thinks.
Yeah, why did you pick?
Like, I'm saying generally, De Gea is the best goalkeeper in the world. Followed by Ter Stegen.
Okay.
Based on 2018 and the FIFA criteria,
control must.
Okay, I understand
you.
All right.
Oh yeah, the best keeper. The best keeper is here. I can't argue that one.
You can smell the Manchester United bias. You can smell the Manchester bias. But anyway, let's go to the defenders. There are 20 defenders. I'm going to rush through this list. We have Jordi Alba, has no chance. Dani Alves, no chance. Dani Carvajal, maybe. Gogio Chiellini, Virgil van Dijk, what? Diego Godin, Mats Hummels, Joshua Kimmich, nope. Dejan Lovren.
You went to the World Cup final now.
Lovren, my ass. Marcelo, Yerimina. Man, some of these names in this place are just horrible. But anyway, Benjamin Pavard, probably. Gerard Pique, he hasn't been good in like 5 years. Sergio Ramos.
Oh. That's true.
Sergio Ramos, okay, he's the captain. Thiago Silva, why is he on this list? Kieran Trippier.
I have no idea. You see what I mean by honorary award?
Kieran Trippier.
Why is Silva there?
Oh, you wait till we get to midfield. You see the pinnacle of honorary awards.
Nemanja Matic.
In the midfield. What? Andres Iniesta. But let's continue. Samuel Umtiti, a strong choice. Rafael Varane, another strong choice. Sime Vilsalko, probably. And Kyle Walker. So, you have to pick two centre-backs, one left-back, one right-back. That's all I want from you guys. Just give me the four players that you guys think will come out of these defenders that are here. 20 defenders, and I think maybe 10 realistically have a chance of being in the top four, like in the best four. Should I go first?
Let me go, please.
Okay.
Because it's very easy for me.
All right.
Left back, Jordi Alba. Right back, Dani Carvajal. Center back, Varane and Titi. Let's move on.
Okay. Joshua, what do you think, man?
Okay, my right back will be Benjamin Pavard.
Benjamin Pavard.
People are voting, not the panel. People is professional footballers. I don't think David De Gea or Messi would think of Pavard as a tough opponent to play against. You know.
You never know. You never know, man. You never know,
man. That's my right back of the year. I don't care what.
Okay, Pavard,
Umtiti is my center back. Accompanied by Diego Godin.
Whoa.
Then
no Real Madrid player. That's shocking.
Then my left back would be Marcelo. You just had to hold on, wait for that one. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my back four.
Okay, my back four is
forget what FIFA thinks, man.
My back four is Umtiti and Varane in the center back pairing. I have my left back as I was even going to go three at the back, but I guess I'll give my left back to Marcelo.
That's right.
Yeah, and then my right back is a toss up for me between Benjamin Pavard and maybe Kieran Trippier, but I'll go Benjamin Pavard. And somebody looked at me like,
yeah, sorry, Trippier,
like how will you put Trippier there for what? He's a good right back, but what did he do?
I'm just saying he's talented to me, man. So
yeah, he's talented, but
I considered him.
He was struggling with Ari for his partnership.
Where did Spurs finish? Where did England finish? That's the thing.
Fourth. That's actually true. But anyway, let's leave that. Let's go to the place where some of the most egregious decisions were made. Some of the most horrible nominations were made here.
Nemanja Matić is not even top 30 midfielders in the world.
But anyway, let me run through the midfielders.
It's not even top 10 in the Premier League.
It's not top 10 in Manchester
United. It's not top 20 in the Premier League even.
It's not top 10 in Manchester United. Let's go.
More like he's not top 10 in Manchester.
Yeah, in Manchester, like the city. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, true.
The midfielders, we have Sergio Busquets, Casemiro, Philippe Coutinho, Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard, Andres Iniesta. Why? I mean, look, Vissel Kobe.
Why?
How is this guy here? Isco, what are you even doing?
Why is Isco there?
What are you doing here, Isco? Kante, let me tell you guys now. Kante is in my team.
Have you seen Isco under Luis Enrique?
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him, but I also saw Marcos Asensio too playing well, but he's not on this list. Toni Kroos, Nemanja Matic, Luka Modric, Paul Pogba, Ivan Rakitic, David Silva, and Arturo Vidal. Arturo Vidal is just the guy that they wanted to put from Bayern Munich, I guess. They needed a player from Bayern Munich, so they put him. Anyway, me, I'm going to tell you guys now. My picks, it was easy for me to pick for this thing. My picks are N'Golo Kante, no doubt. Luka Modric, no doubt. the problem I had was picking between Kevin De Bruyne and Eden Hazard for the third spot. That was my only problem. Picking between those two guys for the third spot. That's all for me. So, you guys...
Sorry, before we go on, I have a question.
Yeah?
Are we to pick our personal preferences or what we think FIFA will pick?
Try and find the balance between the two.
What?
Yeah, try and find the balance.
Because I feel like we all know that FIFA is going to pick Pogba.
What?
What?
No.
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 No. No.
There's no way he's touching any FIFA Pro award.
FIFA Pro? For what? For second place? Oh, yeah. Won the World Cup.
Won the World Cup now.
Won the World Cup. Okay. Yeah, that's true. I was about to mess with 100 million, but you won the World Cup. Whoop-de-doo.
They're not going to give it. They're not going to give it to him. Sorry.
Yeah, but who do you get? Who do you think is going to be in the top three, though?
I'm surprised you actually mentioned all my midfielders except I chose De Bruyne over Hazard.
You chose De Bruyne over Hazard.
Yeah.
Okay. Hamza, what do you think?
Kante, Modric, then Rakitic or Pogba. Any one of them.
Okay, so everybody agrees Kante and Modric deserve to be there. Consensus picks. I like that. We are moving somewhere. Let's go to the last one of the day. Sorry, of this segment actually. The forwards, we have beyond my belief, beyond me,
Karim Benzema.
We have Karim Benzema as a name on this list, but it's beyond me. I don't know, man. It's beyond me. Where is Ciro Immobile? Where is Icardi? No, first of all, we have to come correct about this. How many Italian Serie A players are on this 55-man list? Let's just count. Italian Serie A players.
Chiellini.
Okay, we have Buffon, half. Buffon, half.
Chiellini.
Yeah, Chiellini, one. Let me look through.
Mandzukic. Yama.
Mandzukic.
Mandzukic,
two. Dybala.
And Dybala, three. There are three Italian Serie A players in a 55-man list.
Three and a half.
Cristiano Ronaldo. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Half, another half. That's four.
That's half. A full... that's like three players.
No, half and half. That's four. Okay. Let's go forward. You have Karim Benzema beyond me, but whatever. Edison Cavani. People can pick him. Paulo Dybala. He has no chance of being the final.
He has no chance. Like zero chance.
Zero, man. Antoine Griezmann. Harry Kane, that guy won the Golden Boots, I guess. Robert Lewandowski, probably. Romelu Lukaku, you should find, this is not top 11 of the Premier League or top 11 of Manchester. I don't even think he's making that one safe since Aguero is in Man City. Mario Mandzukic, Sadio Mane, who is my pick, one of my picks.
What? How is Sadio Mane one of your picks?
Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, Neymar Jr., Cristiano Ronaldo, Mohamed Salah, and Luis Suarez. Normally, for the
Messi, past, Ronaldo, Salah.
For the past
10 I agree. That's my 3-2.
For the past 10 years, wait, let me land. I'm setting this up. For the past 10 years, there's always been Messi one side, Ronaldo one side, then the functioning number 9 that has been on fire for that season will be the 9. It has been Ibrahimovic before. It has been Lewandowski before. It has been Griezmann, I think, last year. It has been different players. So who is playing number 9? Both of you decided, we take Salah. Salah that came. Salah that took that.
Ronaldo is playing number 9.
So they say, Salah that came third in English English league should be the number 9.
Ronaldo's playing 9.
But he was I feel like FIFA won't.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no FIFA is about players that play against the players regularly, and I'm sure about it and say like, okay, Salah was tough to play against this year.
Yeah, he probably was. But the thing is that me, I'm more for the unorthodox picks. So I looked at this thing categorically. I already told Kiva at first I was going to say Antoine Griezmann was going to play my number 9.
Which just shocked me.
But after evaluating and looking at it very well,
I'm coming to your senses,
I feel they should open the door for the next one on the line.
I mean, Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe.
I just knew it. I knew it.
Is my number nine. Kylian Mbappe, for me.
If they are doing best 11 on that 21, most likely. On that not to this one.
See, if I didn't pick Kylian Mbappe, I would pick Antoine Griezmann. If I didn't pick Antoine Griezmann, I'll pick Sadio Mane. That's how I'm rating Salah right now. Let me just tell you now. Salah doesn't come to my mind until the fourth pick. Yeah. It's just because of ridiculousness that I didn't pick Karim Benzema before I picked himself.
Are you kidding me?
But that's that actually. We've come to the end of this segment, you know, talking about the FIFA pro players. Before we continue, who do you think? Just give me like three players, one from each category that is not the goalkeeper, because we all know Oblak is the guy that was exempted, that shouldn't have been exempted. From each category, defender, midfielder, and of course, striker, who do you guys think were the biggest omissions from each category? Hamzat, what do you think?
Okay, so goalkeeper, we already agreed.
Yeah, it's Oblak. You know, big man.
Oblak.
Man like Oblak.
Defense.
Oh my God.
I can't really say.
Defense.
Anybody.
Toby Alderweireld. That's a big omission right there. Toby Alderweireld.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Toby. Toby is fine.
No, me, I felt...
And in midfield, everything?
With me, I felt the biggest omission from the defenders. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Leon Balogun.
This guy came to joke.
Thank you.
I couldn't even say it with a straight face. Okay.
Anyway, in midfield, Eriksen, in attack, Icardi.
Oh yeah, in attack, I think Icardi.
Icardi is the biggest omission in the forwards.
For the forwards.
Midfield,
you know. It's funny because they picked two Serie A strikers.
They picked two?
Strikers, and Icardi scored more goals than both of them. They picked two Serie A strikers, and Icardi scored more goals than both of them. Probably combined.
Even Immobile itself scored more goals than both of them, Sef.
Midfield.
Yeah, midfield for you, Kiva. Who do you think should have been there that is not there? In the midfield. Oxlade Chamberlain comes to mind.
What?
Wait, this one is not even a ridiculous pick. I mean, it was vital to pushing them to the final of the Champions
Maybe
League.
Manolas.
you guys.
Manolas is a defender, right? I don't even know which position he plays.
Fellaini.
Yeah, Fellaini, yeah. Probably. I mean, he did play well in the World Cup.
Shut up your mouth.
Wait, which midfielder really? Okay, Eriksen, but I don't want to give Tottenham players too much credit.
Maybe I don't know, maybe Douglas Costa? Nah.
I don't really rate Douglas Costa like that to really be.
The midfield I don't really know, man.
You might as well put Willian if you want to be putting Douglas Costa.
Well, the midfield, I'm not really sure, man. I'm not really sure. I'm not going to lie to you.
That midfield.
I'll get back to Wayne.
Wait.
Eriksen. Simple. I don't know why it's so complicated.
No,
me, I think they should have put Xavi Hernandez, because since they can put Andres in the end. Since they can put Andres in the end.
Since we're bringing Xavi back, we should bring should put Scholes there as well.
You should put Scholes. Put Lampard.
Come on now, show Iniesta some respect.
I'm showing him some respect.
He, Iniesta played the whole season for Barcelona. Like, what's wrong with you guys?
But
FIFPro
is showing this guy too much respect. And okay, if they put Iniesta there next season, will you complain?
Yes, not this season.
Next season, you will complain.
This season, it's still realistic.
I'll hold you.
Next season, I'll definitely complain. But this season, think about it. He actually did play for Barcelona this year.
He played half the matches.
He was probably one of our most important players.
Okay. Anyway, it's fine. We have come to the end of this segment. We'll see you for the EPL review.